This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Oh, boys. We need to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
It's always my red flag thrown at some point when I say that.
But welcome to the fray. We don't need to get into that.
Oh, that's right, Nick. Yeah, it's on you, bro.
He's like, huh? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday, bro. You need to hit us up with a topic.
Tomorrow's a Way Back Wednesday. Kirsten's not here. She may even help you this week, too. But
Nick, it's on you.
Tomorrow we will be doing songs from an era with a topic to be determined by Nicholas. In the meantime, so, the 94 Oneers.
His face is classy. It's like, you sons of bitches.
So tomorrow is the 30th.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do songs that are 30 years old.
No, you can't do that every time.
It's technically not the same idea. Last week was
the 23rd. It is absolutely the same idea.
23 years old.
Technically, on a technicality, it's not the same year.
It's not the same idea.
So it's not the exact same idea.
No.
It's a different theme.
It is the same idea. It's not the exact same topic. The idea is the same. The topic, the specific topic is different.
And the theme is different. Technically, yeah.
But the idea is the same, so that's, no. It's just too generic.
It's a 2-on-1 vote, and I can be bought.
Well, now you're selling me out.
It was supposed to
be us versus him.
I like that, 2-on-1.
It was us versus
Songs
him.
Songs that are 3 decades old, tomorrow, Way Back Wednesday, done. Submit your song.
No.
I didn't vote yet.
I thought you said it was 2-on-1.
No, it said it could be. I could be bought.
Don't say it yet, because you know he'll submit his list right now. Don't do that either.
I'm okay with that. 30 years, the three decades, I think there's enough songs for everybody.
Remember now.
Because it's 88. I mean,
yeah.
What was the bad year that you really crushed?
It was 84
or
83.
Or 81 or something.
It was
really
a disaster.
Went nuts that one week. How bad it was.
89, though, I think that's good. 89, that's good.
89 was in the midst of the golden era or the golden age of hip hop. So, of course,
not everybody's just going to watch the calendar and go, oh, I know what Way Back Wednesday is going to be.
Yeah, no, you can't be that lazy. Step your game up.
It's really not that lazy.
No, it's super lazy.
It's a new idea for Way Back Wednesday.
I would rather you just text Kirsten and let her give you a different idea.
Which is not
actually,
a bad
she
idea.
Did say, she did say something about the MLB, like songs from like the MLB, I don't know.
There's nothing to MLB about right now.
It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
What about songs from Boston, groups from Boston and LA?
Okay. Done.
No, you can't use my damn idea. You have to come up with one.
While we're duking this out, we want to welcome the sports mappers to the game and tell you that if you missed the first 2 hours of the show, shame on you. But if you did, if you go to ESPN975.com and you click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects, you can catch up on everything you missed. And while you're there on the website, if you download the app, you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and listen to every show all the time and never miss a thing.
And by the way, don't forget, this week we mentioned it, but we'll be at the Twin Peaks 290 location Thursday, giving away $250 gift card for a listener. That way they can have a Super Bowl party at Twin Peaks. We're going to be doing a squares tournament for listeners with different prizes to give away as well. I believe Charlie's going to be there. Yep. We're going to be there. The Blitz is going to be there. It's going to be fun. Come hang out with us Thursday, 290 Twin Peaks from Palillo all the way through the Blitz.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big day Thursday.
Come hang. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll be talking nothing but sports.
Huh?
We'll be talking nothing but sports.
That's right. Oh,
the entire time.
Totally.
Yep.
You were talking about how to pronounce
Habib.
Habib's name.
Khabib. There's like, like I was telling you, the K or not the K, because this article broke it down like, you know, if you're using the K, it's technically not right, but it's technically right because of the origins and all this. I was like, wow, this is too much stuff. So what they did, though, they go through all this stuff, and then at the very end, they just have him do it.
Habib Abdulmanapovich Nurmohamadov. This is my, like, correctly.
Well, you're freestyling. You're making stuff up now, but it's okay. DC, this is your friend. Get it?
I love it that Daniel Cormier's like, bro, you're just freestyling now. That's crazy.
Well, you're freestyling. You're making stuff up now, but it's okay.
Play it again. This is Habib pronouncing his name, how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Habib Abdulmanapovich Nurmohamadov. This is my correct.
Nurmagomedov is obviously wrong.
Yeah.
It's Americanized, because obviously.
Right, because there's no way the average fan here is going to be able to pronounce that.
Which is why the article was also saying the way that you say, if you say Khabib Nurmagomedov, then you're pronouncing it more of traditionally like we would. But when you listen to him, there's no K, and then the last name isn't even close to Nurmagomedov.
Right.
So if you're saying Khabib, but you're still saying Nurmagomedov, you're still saying it wrong.
Right.
It's crazy.
And could you imagine Bruce Buffer trying to say it like that? Like, there's no way. Like, and he does, I mean, he's a professional. Like, nobody does it better than the Buffers, right? But still, like, that's
good
difficult.
Good luck.
But yeah.
Let's take Adam's call. He wants to talk Conor McGregor. Adam, what's up, man?
What up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm not trying to justify what Khabib did, but whenever you saw him jump into the crowd, it wasn't really the crowd, was it? It was more of like the trainers and the commentators who have something to do with UFC. So it's not like he was just beating up random fans like in the arena, right? So I feel like $500,000 is just way too much to be fined for, like, and yeah, he shouldn't have been beating those guys up. But I mean, he was talking trash to them all week kind of thing. So it's not the biggest surprise. And I just think you need to stop saying, like, he jumped into the crowd, because it wasn't the crowd. It wasn't like if you bought a ticket, Khabib's beating you up after the fight. These are, like, other guys that train with Conor. So that's just my take on it. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it.
Appreciate it. I mean, technically, Adam,
it's the risk that came along with that.
It's the risk, but it also is kind of the crowd, because remember, around that area is, I know that there's two like loops when you go to a fight. There's the first barrier, and so in between that barrier and the ring, there are seats there, and those are usually like VIP, they're media, they're cornermen, but there are people there. And then on the outside of that, you have the first row of what begins like a general admission seating and all that. But there are people that might be celebrities. They might be what, but so it's still a risk. I mean, you still, and I think the whole point really is that NSAC and the UFC was trying to say is you can't go over the cage and start brawling out in the outside of the cage. That's just not a thing that we want to condone.
Right. A message needed to be sent. And you're right. He wasn't jumping into the crowd to beat up people in the crowd. It was the fact that he jumped into an area that could risk innocent people, civilians who are not fighters, who are just there to watch and be entertained, and risking them to get hurt. It's the same thing with an NBA player who's not necessarily a fighter. You can't go in the crowd and start fighting people, because you're probably more athletic. You're probably more dangerous. You're probably stronger. It's the risk that a kid or a mom or someone else, you know, maybe a mom is carrying an infant baby, and then you knock that baby over. Like, there's so many things that could go wrong.
If you're raging against another guy and you wind up and throw, you know, you're throwing haymakers and just throwing loose punches, anyone could walk into one or be in the wrong place at the wrong time, like the Malice at the Palace, like other things. That's why they're doing what they're doing. It's for the fan's safety.
Yeah, it really is.
No question.
Somebody just texted us and said, I just wanted y'all to know, I listen every day on a hand crank radio.
Really?
I'm clearing property too far from my truck. No cell service, but I have to get my suspects in.
God love you.
God love you so much. Thank you. I don't know who you are. I wish you would have put your name on there so I could have said it, but thank you for listening. That's dedication, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Or ma'am, whichever. Don't know. You don't want to
281 number that ends in 5046, they do the same thing. They listen every single day, and they are so loyal that it's fantastic.
Somebody suggested we do theme songs from TV shows. That's literally the go-to.
Every time.
Walkout songs and TV songs.
No, I got one more for you. One-hit wonders.
Yeah, but it's usually more wrestling walkout songs and TV shows.
Or baseball.
You're right. One-hit wonder. Yeah. Yeah, no, we got to get creative.
We can only use Kaja Gugu once a year. That's it.
Other than that, his face? Yeah. You have no idea who Kaja Gugu is, do you?
No, I was kind of... No, I don't. But I was listening to Music Bed at the same time when you said it. I was just like, what did he just say?
Kaja Gugu.
It was Andre Agassi's band. They had one hit. Look it up.
It's not Andre Agassi.
You're not supposed to tell him that. If you look at him, it was pre
hair
failure.
You remember that song? You're too shy.
Hush, hush.
You went falsetto.
I knew he was going low. I had to go high to give him the
he tried to harmonize with me. He's like, when he was going low, I went high. Bump us out with Kaja Gugu, bro. It's the greatest song ever.
How do you spell that?
Kaja Gugu.
I'd just go K-A-J-A, and I'm sure it'll fill in.
Get Khabib to say it. Yeah, is it? Yeah, how do you spell Kajagoogoo?
I would go KAJAGOOGOO.
Say it again.
KAJAGOOGOO.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, all one word. Yeah. Is this it?
Yes, it's it.
That's totally it. Are we going to break now? Are you just going to play it for 2 minutes?
No, we go to break right now.
That's the jam.
Because this song sucks and nobody wants to listen to it.
Are you looking at the video?
Yeah.
That's Andre Agassi before he lost all his hair.
Manly men right there. That's right. That was the man of the 80s.
So did you listen? Did you really enjoy this? Like, were you jamming to this in your car back in the day?
Yeah, Joe, were you?
I wasn't a big fan of this song.
I liked it, didn't love it.
You liked it.
I liked it, didn't love it. I'm like Willie B. Liked it, don't love it. You gotta get to the chorus. You gotta get to the hook. Fast forward a little bit.
Okay, because it does kind of suck.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not. Yeah. Hush, hush. What?
MTV era again. Woo! This was big.
What? Okay. That's the lick, man, right there. That's the
last
jam.
Time this song will Isn't ever be played on this program. Like, ever.
I didn't know what you said there.
I don't know. I don't know the words.
Okay.
I just love it. It's a what?
Song's terrible.
Did you just say it a bastard song?
No, disaster ass.
Oh, a disaster ass song.
Yeah.
No comment. No comment. I almost made it an inappropriate joke about the phrase disaster ass.
Dilate.
What?
There's all kinds of lyrics in here.
It's all about this is about
hey,
this.
Girl,
it was written by an eye doctor.
Move a little closer. It's awful.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're getting awful, so we're going to go to break so we can reset. Woo! We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. I believe in breaking news, we have settled upon a theme for tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of text coming in. Boom.
A lot Even of more text breaking coming news, in. By the way. Nick didn't come up with it.
Well, that's not breaking news.
I came up with it last week.
No, did you? Kirsten did.
Did you or did Kirsten?
But I'm the one who put the effort into finding someone who came up with the idea. So technically,
she volunteered it and you went, you know what? God. I'll text the guys.
That's just you're just the worst. Just the worst person. But several texters, including Q-Beam and many, many others are saying, why don't y'all just do songs from artists who have previously performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Good I'm idea. Down.
And we all agree that would be good. So now you just got to do a little research on who's performed at previous Super Bowls. And it still has to be prior to 2000. Now, you said 2008. That was last year. Remember, we're doing it 10 years old. So now it's got to be prior to 2009. So you could still
good
have
point.
Somebody.
Valid point. Yeah. I'll accept it.
So we're. Oh, thank you.
I will accept
thank
it.
Thank you. So 2009 now is the rule. We move it up. Remember, we move this up so we could keep it current, keep it fresh every year.
That's cool.
Yeah. So there's that. Since the Robert and Tombo had a good idea. Since the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl, why not do songs about cheating? I like it. I like it, Robert. I like it. Somebody said, best comedy sports show in Houston. Shout out to Nick, the guy with the little feet. Barry and Joel are the best.
Now, when he says the guy with the little feet, he's not talking about
he's
me.
He's talking but about Charlie, right?
Exactly.
No, I think he's referring to
you. No, he's saying shout out to Nick and the guy with the little feet, who's Charlie Pulido.
No, but Charlie's not a suspect.
Yes, Charlie's not a suspect. There's no comma, no and.
So I see both sides of this.
Now, this could be shout out to Nick, comma, the guy
That's
with the little
saying.
Feet.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No, no, no. Let me finish. It could be shout out to Nick, comma, the guy with the little feet, Barry, comma, and Joel are the best. But I don't think that makes sense because Barry and Joel are the best is the last
so
thing.
What you got?
So, nine.
Okay.
So, It's definitely shout out to Nick, the guy with the little feet, comma, Barry and Joel are the best.
Bitch, I'm a 10 and a half, all right?
And I'm a 12 and a half, so.
Yeah, well, that's wide. Like, you're like.
No, yeah. That's not.
Yeah. I don't know. That's confusing why they would lump Charlie in on the show.
Nah, I don't get it.
That's weird. But we appreciate you listening, sir and or ma'am. What up, guys? Loyal listener. This is my first text in 5 years, but whatever. Well, we've only been around for two. But
I loved you guys in the mornings, but I like the position you're in now better.
Love the Unusual Suspects. Hey, how about songs you would walk off or drop the mic to after setting your boss straight?
No comment.
Not anymore.
Not. Not here. Not here. Not now. Not this week. Nope. Maybe later. Give us a year. Yeah. Maybe year five. Maybe year five. After 5 years, we'll do that.
When those loyal listeners all get together.
That's a sensitive subject right now. So we'll just leave it at that. All right. We got through all that. Yeah. Good to go. Good what stuff. You want
to
do, Joel?
Wait it. End there.
Smooth.
That was smooth as sandpaper.
That's right.
Okay. So Rockets tonight. Nick, you going?
I am. I will be there. Do you think there'll be any discussions between the Houston Rockets and the Pelicans about a potential trade?
I don't know if it's going to happen in person or not. I think Daryl's going to push it. I think Daryl's going to at least explore it. This is where loyalty to players becomes assets, becomes can I make a bigger, better deal? And I think he'd be stupid if he didn't. I think you've got to kick the tires on this, and you've got to see if you can at least be in the discussion. Because, look, for every time where you don't think that there's a chance, you pull off James Harden from the Oklahoma City Thunder, or you pull off a deal that no one gave you, you know, a snowball's chance in hell of being involved in. So you have to.
But do you – okay, well, one, I mean, it doesn't necessarily – if the Pelicans weren't in town, I would hope that he would still do this.
Right, it's just convenient.
Well,
really.
Does the GM travel with the team every time?
They can.
Are we certain that the GM will be here?
Some do,
in
some
town?
Don't. Some do, some don't.
So
I mean, Daryl. Oh, you mean the Pelicans general manager?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Del
question.
Dimps.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not here, then it would stand to reason that even if they didn't happen to be in town right after the news broke, you would hope that Daryl Morey would still be on the phone with Dimps at least.
I think the Pelicans are pretty honest in the fact that it has to be an overwhelming trade. I'm just not sure the Rockets can give him something overwhelmingly good. Like,
you don't think Marquise Chris is the starting point?
Is Brandon Knight centerpiece?
Hello,
get the terminology right. Sam Decker's a centerpiece. Brandon Knight could be a centerpiece with Marquise Chris.
Mid to low first round pick, come on, bro.
You know, if the Pelicans were like in a situation where, like, you know what, because of this news, we're not going to retool the team. We're going to rebuild the team.
Start over.
Does the Rockets go for Drew Holiday? Because didn't they say they want a wing?
Holiday's like a point guard. He's a combo guard. He's a really shot-happy guard that you already got one of those. And you got Chris Paul as well. Here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
And would New Orleans entertain it? Do you give them the same offer as you gave Minnesota for Jimmy Butler? Four number ones. Eric Gordon. If it's Capella, it's Capella. But if you go four number, you know,
I don't think you have to give them that many
number
ones. You just
go Eric Gordon, four number ones, and you need
for who?
You probably need five to seven more mil to get in the Davis salary range.
For Davis?
Yeah, for Anthony Davis.
Well, you wouldn't give up Eric Gordon and keep Capella. I think you would give up Capella and not Gordon.
Okay, but I'm saying,
so I would go Capella and four ones. Absolutely.
Then you don't have to, and then you don't have to throw much more in there because it's close on salary.
But the hypothetical that they threw out already is Capella, Gordon, and a 2019 first round draft pick. I mean, do you want to give them that many number ones? Like, do you have to if you're giving them Capella and Gordon?
If you could keep away players, yes.
If you could keep
that's
Gordon,
my point.
Yeah. If you could keep some of this nucleus, I mean. Yeah.
We've already highlighted in detail. This is one of those years where you'd rather give away future assets than you would give away your rotational players because you just don't have that many that can play and play well, right?
Right.
So that's why I say
fit the scheme that they run.
Right.
How they yeah.
Right. So I would be with you. Keep Gordon, Capella, but is that enough to convince New Orleans, hey, that's a better deal than Kuzma, Ball, Lakers number one, and whoever one or two more that you want off the young nucleus of the Lakers? Are you going to wait for the Celtics? which you can't do a deal with them till the offseason.
Right.
And at the same time, you lose leverage in your favor because now you're getting closer to, you just have them on a one-year rental instead of the rest of this season and next. So there's a lot to factor in. And then you got to factor in from these other teams, do they have better offers than what you have? When you mentioned Nick, the Knicks, Porzingis, that's a pretty big centerpiece, and some other assets.
You think the Knicks trade Porzingis, though?
I don't think they should.
I wouldn't think they would.
And I also think if you keep him, he's the same kind of player as Anthony Davis, and then you get clogging up the floor kind of issues.
Isn't he a four, though?
So is Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but Davis can play the five. Both of those guys can play the five.
Both
and
could.
They both play, they'll both stretch the floor,
Think about
too.
How that worked with Cousins.
Yeah, yeah, they got him, it got him to the semifinal.
Cousins was out the whole time. He didn't really play.
Oh, that's true.
So I just think, like we said, it's a small team league instead of a big team league. So
yeah,
I don't know that you want that.
Yeah, you're right. You probably wouldn't want two big
men. Right. So I don't know how that works out. But, I mean, if you're Daryl, I would at least throw that on the table.
I will say this, though. I think, and I'm assuming Anthony Davis is playing today. Tonight.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
No.
With his finger. Yeah. No.
So it is official. He's not playing.
He's already on the report.
See, if
he's
he was out. Playing, I would imagine he would have came out strong. Kind of like with John Wall. Like when all those reports came out, that very next game, they just did super, super well.
Here's one other thing, and Nick, this goes to your point, because I know you love Capella, but here's the thing for you guys to consider in that whole deal with New Orleans. We always said Clint Capella is right place to get the big contract because he fits this team so well and he's the perfect mix. He doesn't have to do too much, too little. But if you're giving him away to New Orleans, is New Orleans going to say Clint Capella is the kind of guy I want to build my team around?
No, but that's why what I was about to say is one thing we haven't mentioned that I was thinking about this morning, a scenario that might exist of a three-team deal.
Yeah.
Where somebody might have... Yeah. Have some backcourt help or a wing that they can move and maybe they want to add a guy like Capella. They need a rim protector. They need better defense. They need a guy. Maybe they want to run a pick and roll and they're looking at doing that. And then whoever they have, so don't sleep on the fact that this might not be a three team deal too.
And Lonzo Ball's already come out and said, if you trade me on a three team deal where I can start right away.
Yeah.
So you're definitely onto something there.
So, I mean, that could be, and I'm not suggesting that would involve Capella. I'm just saying some of these options that might be open to them might include a third team in the mix. And I could see the Rockets being involved in that.
Yeah, definitely. There you go. All right, so we got the Rockets tonight against the Pelicans at Toyota Center. And lots of things to get to in the final half hour of the show. So stay tuned. There's more Usual Suspects around the corner at SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the big show, it's The Usual Suspects. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Tuesday. Way Back Wednesday is tomorrow, and we've decided on a theme.
I already know two artists that I'm going with.
And you're busting on me. I'm just working on your list.
Immediately, Prince and Michael Jackson.
That's
both performers.
I already had thought about both of them, but that's not a fact. But you know what? They've all had more than one song.
That's
so
right.
It's no big deal.
That's right.
Nick, on the other hand, you might be scrambling.
Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake.
But that's where the 2009 gets you a little bit.
With Timberlake, that might be a little more difficult. Did he have? Well, you could do NSYNC.
Technically, you could.
He's in there. That counts. I would allow it.
Now you're using my line. All right.
Well, I mean, I am the final say in all this.
I mean, you are the headliner at a Whataburger this weekend. I just heard the commercial. I was like,
it was 04. It was 04, the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing. So that was a while ago.
Yeah. With the boobie? With the wardrobe malfunction?
Yep. So there's room. There's plenty of room.
Go back to like Super Bowl, like one in the 70s and see who performed there.
Did they even have halftime?
Jethro Tull.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Let's see. Super Bowl.
I'm sure none in the 60s, but 70s
possibly.
Super Bowl
10. Let's go to Super Bowl 10.
Stairway to second half.
Because a lot of times they'll list that, Super Bowl 10, halftime show, Up With People presents 200 years of Just a Baby, tribute to America's bicentennial. Jeez. What the hell is up with people?
Oh, it was like the big like kid chorus kind of. Oh. It was almost like the Osmonds, only they meet the.
I mean, I love America, but that doesn't sound like a fun.
It's like the Osmonds. Show. What was that other family that's on there that has like 32? The Donegans or whatever. They did a reality show about that. They have like 18 or 20 kids, and then they've multiplied with remarried and had kids. There's a show on like Lifetime or something.
So I looked at Super Bowl 11.
The Duggars, I think their name.
Oh
was.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Duggars and the Osmonds, yeah. and they all sing at the same time.
Super Bowl 11 halftime show. Disney presents It's a Small World with the Los Angeles Unified All-City Band.
God, did that suck. No wonder why it was free.
When did they start getting into, like, musicians?
Madonna did a halftime, did she not? Coldplay did one recently.
Oh, my God. Super Bowl 20. Bears-Patriots. Halftime show? Up with People presents Beat of the Future. What is up with people? Why?
I would make the terrible. Argument that it didn't really get good until the 90s, the halftime shows, or late 80s.
You think?
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
That was 86.
Like late 80s. It's like 89 or something. I don't know.
All right. We'll go to Super Bowl 25.
Oh, so Coldplay was recently, right? Then the last couple of years.
I mean, even 88.
Whitney Houston.
Chubby Checker and the Rockettes.
Beyonce, remember? Because there was controversy about Beyonce's
yes!
deal.
Yes! Wow. Sorry, I got excited. Super Bowl 25, New Kids on the Block. Suck it, bitches. Got my first song. Hangin' Tough.
God, I hate that song.
Oh.
They played Step by Step, though, it looks like.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter.
The only reason why
I
hate
to play
it,
the song they played.
I would hate it more when you sang the whole thing. Just let them do it. I don't need you.
Didn't they, like, get back together and they're, like, touring and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that Backstreet Boys?
No, they all are, I think. I think it's a group thing.
Backstreet Boys,
Backstreet on the Block.
Tracy, the PR director for the Rockets, is the most enormous New Kids on the Block fan and Donnie Wahlberg fan of all time. She has the buttons. She has all the things ever since they first came out. And she knows whenever they tour. And she's, I want to say, she was walking at the Rocket schedule going, God, I hope we don't have a road game that night. Because they're all touring. I think it's New Kids on the Block and
New
one
Kids
of the
on
other,
the Backstreet.
Maybe Backstreet Boys, NSYNC,
like
I don't
there
know.
Is, yeah, New Kids on the Backstreet.
98 degrees, if you can't get
yeah,
to Twin
they're,
Peaks.
New Kids on the Block is touring.
Ah,
see what
it's I did 29 there? Degrees.
Yeah. Wow. They're absolutely touring.
Are they? Yeah. New Kids and Backstreet?
New Kids on the Block, for sure. And I think, I've seen Backstreet Boys perform somewhere. Man,
it is
slim. Not
have
like in person,
no,
I'm just saying on TV.
I bet you've been there.
That
I
came
bet
out
you had
wrong.
Your denim coat.
I got me a denim coat.
Jeans with rips in them. Hey.
It's slim pickings, though, fellas. Super Bowl in 1992, January 26, 92, Super Bowl 26.
Yeah.
Gloria Estefan.
One, two, three. Yeah. Come on, baby, do that conga.
That with Brian Boitano, Dorothy Hamill, and the Minnesota Marching Band. I mean, this
what, they
is
they had figure
garbage,
skating at the halftime? Because those are skaters.
Garbage-ass Super Bowls until mid-90s.
Man,
just to screw with
Phil
you
Collins,
guys.
Tony Braxton, Aerosmith, NSYNC.
1993 is when Michael Jackson performed.
There you go.
And the coin toss was done
that's
by...
That's when his hair caught on fire, wasn't it? Or
no,
was
that was at the Pepsi commercial.
That was a Pepsi commercial.
The coin toss in that Super Bowl, O.J. Simpson. I didn't even know they listed the coin toss person.
Well, just to piss you guys off, I'm going 8 songs from Up With People.
Name 8 songs from Up With People right
I'll
now.
Find
go.
I'll find them. I'll find them. They got to have an album or two.
Googles.
You know Googles. That there are kids out there that go, Mommy, I want to listen to Up With People.
Oh, my God. Those
Baby
kids are dumb.
Shark Dude. Oh, no.
I'm sure there's one or two Jessica Simpson songs that
Lord.
I can come up with.
Where was this?
Yeah, these boots were made for walking.
When in Houston, when the Spirit of Houston from the University of Houston performed.
But they still got JT and Janet for halftime, which was big.
Yep. And Kid Rock.
Kid Rock was part of that?
P. Diddy. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. All in 2004.
Take that. Super Bowl 28.
So if you choose P. Diddy.
The Judds.
Does it have to be P. Diddy or could it be Puff or Puff Daddy or all of the above?
Well, yeah, he could be Prince. It could be the symbol. Okay. It could be Prince in the New Power Generation. Prince in the Revolution. Yeah. This one has the Judds, Clint Black, Travis Tritt, and Tanya Tucker.
Ugh.
They played a Super Bowl in Pasadena? Texas? What is that?
No, Pasadena.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Rose Bowl.
Oh, that was Atlanta. That's a weird.
Oh, Pasadena. Pasadena, California is a Rose Bowl, so yeah.
No, I just meant Pasadena. Yeah, I know. That sounds like a Pasadena.
Tom Petty performed. Oh, wait, man. This list is so, like, it throws you off when you see some of these performers. Like, I didn't even think Tom Petty was relevant in 08.
I wonder if they had a halftime show at Super Bowl one.
Well, that started the whole uproar. That they were saying that they were going to go to big name acts, but the big name acts they were picking were has-beens, not still currentlies. Right. And that got people a little bit upset too, that they wanted, then they got Beyonce, remember? And then that was a controversy because evidently whatever the routine she did or whatever stirred it up.
No,
the Black Panther stuff.
They did have halftime show at Super Bowl I. They did, which surprises me. I didn't think it was a marching band, right? Al Hurt and the marching bands from the University of Arizona and Grambling State University.
No one was paying attention to that halftime show.
Cost of a 30-second commercial? It ran on both CBS and NBC. Take a wild guess at how much a commercial would have cost you for Super Bowl
I. 65 grand.
$5.
What?
I was kidding. Well, take back a guess. So far, I'd say...
six figures or less?
$2,500.
You said 2,500 and you said 65,000.
Correct.
$42,000.
Dang it.
You went over.
Closest without going over. Yeah. I guess you win that one.
We went without. No, I
don't
went
get me
too.
Involved in that. I won't know how.
Yeah,
that.
Bear's not. That's not. That's.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, that's different math.
We saw that last time. But there was CBS had a 22.6. They had 26 million viewers. NBC had an 18.5 at 24 million viewers.
So did the Pro Bowl this weekend.
No, they did a 5.9. 5.7. Well, down from a 5.9.
Yeah, but there's more population in the world now, Barry. So that's the number true. Is more worth more people.
So Super Bowl I, you could have got an ad for 42 grr. That's not bad. Norm Schachter was the referee. Good old Norm.
Bet you there were a lot of cigarette commercials.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Back
probably.
Then?
Probably.
Absolutely.
And that was...
Camel. Marlboro Man.
You think?
I think so.
1967, you think there was like commercials that they were calling chicks broads?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. I mean, we weren't politically correct in 67. So, hey, you know what? You guys have heard me talking about, speaking of commercials, you've heard me talking about the fantastic product called Thrive. And I talked about it a lot last year. And I'm excited to tell you that with a new year comes a new name. Thrive is now Cheers. And Cheers is the same old same when it comes to taking care of business for you. Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and help you, help me, and like 60% of America who drinks. It helps us all feel better the next day. And don't take my word for it. This is stuff you've seen on Shark Tank. They've got Ivy League scientists on staff, 5 PhDs. And also... I know it works because I use it. When I hit the road this last weekend, Jeff Dye, hanging out, we went to a club after the show. We drank a lot. And you know what? I had to get up the next morning and drive home. Felt great. Took my Cheers. I was good to go. The way you take it is real simple. After your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to sleep, you take 3 capsules of Cheers. You wake up feeling so much better. And you know what? If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they will give you your money back. How cool is that? This local company is a Houston company. They're going to give you your money back if you don't feel 50% better. And if you order before 4 p.m. today, you've got 20 minutes to get your order in. Order before 4 p.m. This Houston-based company will have it on your doorstep tomorrow. So you don't even have to worry about it. You'd be good to go for the weekend. Check them out right now. You're going to start feeling better. It's gonna make your body feel better. Your liver's going to thank you for it. It's super easy to get to. Just go to cheershealth.com to order. That's cheershealth.com. Your body's going to thank you for it. You can thank me for it. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Ben, another good show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We're going to take you up to the top of the hour, and then we're going to turn it over to the Blitz. They're going to take you home all the way until 7 o'clock. You don't have to do a darn thing, and you are entertained beyond your wildest dreams.
Oh.
I don't know. You could be. Again, yesterday. Oh, you didn't. You didn't drive home right after the show.
No, I stayed and got turned down by Left Shark.
It's all me trying to adjust and understand. But again, Fred and AJ talking about the Twin Peaks girls, and they made reference to the fact that they should have had him on their show, and then
they already jacked Sugar Ray Leonard from us. Is then, that not enough?
Then wait, it gets better because Mr. Under the Radar aggressive guy, Fred, decides to wait and go. He goes, yeah. And I mean, they were on with Joel and Barry. What a waste that is. I was like, okay, seriously?
You know, I would love to tell you that I think that they're joking, but I don't believe that so much anymore. I don't believe they're joking anymore. I genuinely think that they hate us. I think they hate our guts. I mean, why else would you steal? We were supposed to have Sugar Ray. We were asked. I said, yes, Sugar Ray Leonard Friday. I'm not even here, but I'm confident that Nick and Joel and Cody can handle that interview. I think it would be awesome. The suspects would get to hear that. Because let's be real. There are people that listen to this show that don't listen to the other shows, and there are people that listen to their show that don't listen to our show. And then, you know, we got, as usually is the case, we got trumped. Not like Trump, like they built a wall around us. Like we got overruled, and they stole our interview. So it's whatever.
So do you think Fred and AJ is just purposely trying to get underneath your skin? Is that what you're saying, sir?
No, I think they're just management, and they just pull those cards when they want to. They're like, oh, Sugar Ray? Yeah, we'll take that.
Fred always tries to pump us up in the hallway, and then he goes on the air and goes, that other show, that show before us.
Hey, you guys are awesome, man. I love you guys. Gets on the air. Those guys suck.
Yeah.
It's all right. I think it's all in good fun. I believe you that.
this is Colin McHugh's out on Twitter. It's pretty funny. Ted Berg had tweeted, meanwhile, how is Marwin Gonzalez still unsigned? Maybe you can be like, well, we have too many left-handed hitting outfielders to sign Bryce Harper, or we have too many right-hitting infielders to sign Machado. But how can you have too many switch hitters who play everywhere? And McHugh responded, what's that? You can't pitch left-handed if you were in a pinch. You're just not what our analytics team is looking for. Sorry, it's going to be a no for us, Marv. That's pretty good.
That is funny.
He's doing a podcast, too, by the way, now.
Who is? McHugh or Marwin?
It's getting pretty good reviews, too. Not these one stars you're pulling in. This Colin McHugh is... He and Blummer are
I bet you none of his teammates gave him a one star.
Good point. Good point. But wait. I mean,
bet they were supportive.
Just wait. If Dallas goes somewhere else, he's still got room to move.
That's funny.
But yeah, Blummer's doing his and Colin McHugh's doing theirs. So a lot more people getting on this bandwagon.
Podcasts are taking off, man. It's really a thing now.
Well, you're always up on current stuff. So
it's like a lot of folks are doing it. It's going to become saturated, I think, and that's fine. But yeah, a lot of people.
It already is. I mean, because really the reason why all these podcasts are being started is a lot of times they already have a name and a fan base already.
Right.
It made sense. Like Alex Bregman was going to make money. He probably has already off his YouTube podcast. Yeah. You know, Jeff Blum, I think at some point he's beloved here in Houston, I would imagine. I think he's going to do well with this podcast. But
now, I'll say this. Some people are easy to listen to or fun to listen to, like Blummer. Like you, I could listen to Blummer talk all day. Mm-hmm. Great dude, knows
good personality.
Stuff. Good, yeah, exactly. And then there's some guys that have a podcast but probably shouldn't, just because they're just like boring and dry, and they may know their stuff, but you don't want to hear it. Like it's like in smaller doses. But a guy like Blummer,
does Charlie have a podcast?
Wow. You're talking about taking shots at other shows.
He was busting my chops this morning.
You can't take shots at other shows after we just got through bitching about other shows taking shots at us.
I thought that was what we do around here.
No.
I'm trying to pick up on things.
You got to separate them by a segment at least. Oh. But yeah, there are some where, because I'm trying to
listen.
Who you got
in mind? You got someone in mind?
No, I'm just saying that there are some people that, just like there are some people that probably shouldn't have a radio show that do. There are some people that do.
I would make the argument that Woj. It's a dorky podcast. If you're interested in something,
does he still do it?
Oh yeah.
Is it boring? Is it like,
and he does well, but it's kind of a, you have to be an NBA geek because he's talking about contracts and analytics. You know, if you can move this guy here, you know, like why Anthony Davis is a difficult trade for this team, why it's difficult for that team. So here's the tradable contracts. Here's the, you know, and him and Bobby Marks, like
they get down in the minutiae of it,
and a lot
the
of people love
hole,
it.
Barry.
Yeah.
Thank you. How deep do you want to go in the rabbit hole, Nick? Want to talk some fantasy football? We used to have some great guests when we first got this thing started.
Yeah, there's just, I don't like, I need to listen to more podcasts to kind of broaden my horizons on how I do mine. And, and it never hurts just to, I mean, be entertained by some other folks and even figure out better ways to do what we
sure.
do. It's funny though, because I try not to listen to too many other shows because I don't want to steal people's takes. I don't want to be the guy that I hear Charlie say something smart and then I make it mine, where I'm like, oh, well, if he said it, I'm going to say it. I don't want to be that guy. It's the same reason I don't watch a lot of comedy, because I don't want to end up.
I was going to say, you're conditioned by being a comedian.
Right.
And knowing, look, and it's a bad look if you even get accused of it.
Yeah.
So
you don't, I don't want to end up doing a joke that somebody else does, even if it's not exactly the same, but similar. I don't want to have the same take. I mean, if I happen to say something that somebody else said, great, but I don't want to end up being,
sure.
you know, it's just like coincidence more so than I heard it. Because sometimes you hear it and you subconsciously, you've heard it and you don't mean to like steal it. You're just like, oh, this is what I heard or I thought or I think. And so I try to avoid listening to other shows, but I do want to hear other podcasts on non-sports topics just to see how they do it.
Because Raheel's big on that. Raheel listens to podcasts in his car and, yeah. and all over at the gym, things like that.
Yeah.
Because he's doing that. And you can tell the fruits of his labor in doing that is it pays dividends when he's actually doing his. Because you do learn things, but you're right. It's different from what we do day to day, day in, day out, because we're grabbing information from so many different places, watching right. things on TV, listening, reading, and then you kind of go, oh, the stat is, and you know, James Harden is now 23 straight games with 30 plus, and you're like, I don't even remember which one I got that, where I heard that, because
yeah.
it's all over the place.
It just becomes this. That's why it's you try to document where you got something or at least list a source, but it can right. be so difficult.
But you know what? It's easy to do radio. You just flip the switch on, the light goes on, the mic's hot, you go.
Tracy Callie said, well, you guys know who my favorites are.
Boy, does she love to go at AJ.
She loves picking on him. She said AJ just wanted a photo and a brand.
Yeah, she loves to pick on AJ.
She does. She dishes it out for sure.
Yeah.
That's good times.
All right. So that'll be about do it. Now, so way back Wednesday, we are set. That's it. Right? We're good.
It is.
Songs from people that have performed Super Bowl halftime.
That's right. And you have to do all eight of yours from Up With People.
Up With People. Way Back People.
That's what you agreed to.
I'm doing Way Back
and
People.
And Nick is going to do eight songs from the Judds, and I can choose whoever I want.
No. That's not that's
you
not
get
a
Travis lab. Tritt and whoever else was on Clint that docket. Black. Yeah. And you
I would be all right with eight songs from Clint Black.
Would you?
Yeah. And Travis Tritt. He's got a couple of
you would lose.
Travis Tritt's got a couple of bangers.
Bangers? That's really.
Yeah. Wait, Travis Tritt. Look him up.
Trouble. Is that Travis Tritt?
Yeah.
Boom!
Look at that.
Oh. How about that?
It's a banger, Nick. Listen on the way home. You'll love it.
You got a
Travis Tritt.
You have to
don't
work
forget
in.
The R, because then it just becomes weird.
It already did. You have to see. I can't even do it now. I just thought about Tracy Cowley for a second. You would have to include it's football time in Texas.
I'm out. that's the Clay Walker.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but
that's not Clint Black. That's
I
Clay
know,
Walker.
I know who it is.
Yeah, well, it's not the same. I don't.
Well,
have
maybe
to,
he performed Clint at Black. A Super Bowl
no,
too.
No, now you're reaching. You got your white country artist confused.
Anything's possible, Chief. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Turn it over to Tyler on his swan song in the production room, along with Fred and AJ. The Blitz is next. Don't go anywhere. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.